Hi, this is Hugo Disler from Farming Secrets. We have the pleasure to introduce a wonderful subject on stock supplementation or free choice. And we have online two very busy people. And we have the pleasure of having online Andy Ibbett and Gerhard Grasser. So I'd like to very briefly introduce, or I'd like Gerhard, are you online there?
I am, yes.
And Gerhard, could you very briefly introduce yourself as to what you do?
All right, my name's Gerhard Grasser, and I'm the manager of a small business here in Gippsland called Agri Solutions. We work with farmers to bring about change on the farming front in as much as looking at nutrition both in the soil and for animals. And we actually run our own farm, my son and I, up in the hills at Halston on a small dairy farm and free-range pig farm up there. We've been in the business in various incarnations for well over 20 years, so we've certainly got quite a lengthy history of working in this area. And I guess it's about helping people who are going down the same path like Andy. Yeah, probably tell more, but I think we'd be better off to talk about what Andy's doing, and then we can take it forward from there.
Thank you, Gerhard. Andy, could you introduce yourself?
My name's Andy Ibbett. I'm from Finlay in southern New South Wales. I'm on a family dairy farm. We're currently milking just over 200 cows. Parents have had the farm all their life, and I've come home now and since school for the last 12 years have been home on the farm. And so we've been running our farm in a conventional fashion, and then about 4 years ago I started to look into some alternative or new ways of thinking and farming. And actually about 12 months ago exactly now, and I joined Farming Secrets and started to really motor along in making changes and progress to where I am now. Currently what we're talking about today with the stock supplements is, going very well for us at the moment, and made a big change to our business.
I'd like to talk about that later, Andy, because we'll just have a talk about that. So thanks, Andy. Very briefly, I'll introduce a subject of how I know it. It all stemmed from Pat Colby's free choice, not a free choice, but Pat Colby's Lick, that was published in her books in the 70s. And I had a farm supply store that would supply the Pat Colby's products individually to people to make up the Pat Colby's Lick, which was in her book. But later on, Pat said that it was better to have these products fed individually. Now, the interesting thing is what we did find is that this is reports back coming from farmers. The two interesting things that came back was that when farmers put out these free choice products, that not only their animals did better, no matter what sort of animals they were those goats, sheep, cattle, and horses, that the animals just showed up, so like in sheep, there had been no breaks in the wool. The wool would be higher tensile. The sheep would have less problems. And the interesting thing was that one person who was up near the Pat Colby area came and told me that this is back in the 80s, that his farm was much greener than the neighbouring farms through a very dry period. And all he put it down to, not through the fertiliser he's using, because he said he wasn't using any fertilisers, that it was the stock lick that he was feeding to his sheep that was passing through them and was actually fertilising his paddocks. So we've just this free choice is something that not many farmers use, but we also come to realise over a period of time how extremely effective this free choice system is. And the other thing too is that we found that from what farmers were telling us, that customer friends were telling us that they could or they would feed out a variety of products for their animals. So we may cover that later on. But Andy, you go first, Gerhard, what you have found with your dairy when it comes to the free choice?
Well, a lot of it's unpredictable in as much as you make available various ingredients from the Pat Colby mix, but then we've already looked beyond that as well, because we've now gone back to the soil test. As you mentioned, that a lot of the farmers found that things were happening out in the paddock. And when things aren't happening in a paddock, you can actually use your soil test as a guide to work out what sort of minerals you'd like to have available to the stock. And they will make this selection as they need to. Now, sometimes you put the minerals out and you think, oh, they're not touching it at all, but then suddenly they'll just run for it all. And you'll find that there must be some catalyst, some conditions out there, whether it's changing weather conditions, whether it's a green pick that's sort of starting to come through, which has not much mineral content, that they're needing to find some balance of minerals. We're finding that they'll really make a beeline for kelp in particular, but kelp sort of starting to get very pricey, and we supply all these ingredients, I have to say, too. And so we're very conscious of the amount of money that needs to be spent sometimes, and it can be a little bit daunting when you first start down that path. So we're looking at other ways of getting other minerals there that you can reduce the amount of kelp that's consumed. But at the end of the day, we believe that iodine that's in the kelp in an organic form is what the cows are looking for, and then that has a lot of other bearing on how the cow performs, in as much as how much food it consumes, how the digestibility in the system works for the cow, and then even things like mastitis control. You find that they're self-medicating on various things. We put cod liver oil out there. We also use apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar seems to be a fairly key ingredient, and they'll drink it neat if they need to. People have been dosing their water troughs with it. We've actually put it out there neat for them. Sometimes dilute it so that it isn't too acidic for them. But when you get your burn marks out in the paddock because the pH balance in the urine is way out of kilter, you find the apple cider vinegar brings it all the way back in again. And so there's so many benefits that come through, but they vary depending on the season, depending on the condition of the animals, depending on how the farm is running, and I'm sure Andy will be able to tell us what he's found in more detail shortly as well. But overall, the animals take a shine, they can self-medicate, and it takes a lot of the guesswork out of what we're doing and what the nutritionists are telling us need to be done for our animals' health. And the beauty is that, just like you and I, we often have a craving for a particular food. Sometimes we don't even know what food we want. But because we've gone down the path of monocultures, mainly high-production ryegrasses, for example, we're not giving the animals a choice of what other plants that they can actually get. And thankfully, some of the mixes are starting to include chicories and plantains and plants that will actually accumulate different minerals. And the animals can then select some of those. But in the main, most of the push is for high-production grasses that don't have much in the way of ability to have minerals available to the stock at different times, and therefore the stock supplementation or the mineral supplementation, that free choice system works exceptionally well, particularly in those farming conditions.